This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Lee Corso is going to be retiring from College game day. See this story?
I did.
Corso is an absolute legend. ESPN announced this week that he will be retiring after 38 memorable years. I mean, this has been a tremendous career. College game day has been around for almost 40 years. Is that right?
In some form. Yeah.
I'm assuming the 38 years is his time at the network, but it sounds like that's also the College game day run. His last show is going to be week one this August. So right before September, when they kick off the college season, I think it's an Ohio State game that evening. Lee Corso is going to say goodbye. It'll be his final show. I'm sure they will honor him throughout the broadcast, and he'll get much-deserved reverence and respect as a guy who helped build that show into an institution. Corso's just, he's one of a kind, isn't he?
Yeah, so the last few years where it became, okay, now you're getting the analysis from Herb Street and Desmond Howard and, you know, maybe another guest or some of the expertise, he used to be able to throw fastballs in that regard too, being funny and entertaining.
He was a football analyst.
Yeah.
Who had...
I mean, he coached.
Humor chops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And some of the OG stuff where he's either trolling the crowd or getting them fired up, putting the mascot hat on or, you know, head or whatever, just wildly entertaining. It's that same thing we talk about with the Inside the NBA on TNT. Everybody looks at that and go, God, I want that. How do we make a show like that? And it's just being a shouty show or something else. The chemistry of that group is real and it's awesome.
So I want to be careful about how I say this or what I say here because I want to be very respectful. He is 89 years old.
Mm-hmm.
For him to still be doing television and to still be doing it at the level that he does, which honestly, at 89 years old, it is pretty amazing. I mean, traveling the country, he's going to random cities to go to random towns to do this traveling road show. And he doesn't do every single game, obviously. But dude, at 89, I won't be alive at 89. I could tell you that right here, right now, very confidently. I'll be gone for years before 89 comes along, okay? That's just a fact. But if somehow, some way, AI takes over and like no one dies anymore, I won't be functioning at 89. I mean, I'm not going to be able to go on the air and put good sentences together.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be doing what he's doing is astounding. But there is, at the end of careers of people, there's this weird feeling of, and I don't envy the decision makers either. Like, how do you do this? How do we,
right.
It should be on his terms. If he wants to keep doing it, we should let him. But also, to some extent, not a protection of themselves.
Because there's
a deterioration of what we know of him and what he is now. And we saw this with like our guy Sam Huff, who was one of the greats ever in town.
Absolutely.
On the call of games. But like you got to be careful about doing it right and respectfully because they deserve that.
Well, you could see on broadcasts, right, where Herb Street almost has his hand right next to Corso.
Him.
and you're waiting, and he's going, and you're talking about Smith. Boom, like, go yes. back to your point, Lee. And it's, again, you're trying to be reverential because of the deposits put in, and he's still beloved, and he should be. But he can't deliver the same way that he used to. I don't think that's disrespectful to say at all. And so you're still, he's earned the right to go out on his terms, and he is, and it's awesome.
And I think in this case, and in all most of these cases, I do think that it's still being on set and still trying till the very, very end here of your career is actually admirable. And I don't think there's anything nefarious. Like, you know, people will make the case like this is, you know, not right. Like the network needs to no longer have whoever it is. I'm not just saying Lee Corso, but you've heard of these
sure,
before,
of course,
these situations. Yeah. Or like they are, you know, taking advantage of his name or, you know, I don't think that's what's happening. I think the networks have such love for these people they've worked with for years because the ones that are still doing it at this age, they're the ones you want to work with that have been around forever because they treat people well, because they are beloved. And it's all coming from a good place, but you do have this small minority of people that are loud that get upset, like, you're exploiting him. And I don't buy that at all. I think he's happy to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're really happy to have him there. It won't be the same when he's not there. It's all coming from a good place, but I also understand it can be uncomfortable in moments when it's just not the same, right? But I was thinking about Corso and his final show and how amazing it'll be and what a career he's had. This guy coached. Didn't play. Coach.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
At Florida State in 1958.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, he coached at Florida State the year after my mom was born, who's coming up on 70. 1958. He has had an unbelievable life, almost entirely rooted in college football. He is a legend. This is a living college football legend.
That's the way to put it. I mean, for so many years, I talked about this too when it comes to how lucky we are here in D.C. with some of the great broadcast teams that we've got, be it Charlie and Dave, Joe B. and Craig Lachlan, and on down the line. The delivery mechanism sometimes is what you remember more than some of the players, right, and some of the teams. And because I don't really have a dog in the fight for college football, my school didn't have college football, and I've never really had that kind of allegiance that going to games and whatever can bring. So to me, he was the delivery method. Him and Herb Street and Reese Davis and whoever else has been on the set, the same way Steve Buckhantz and Phil Chenier for some 27 win Wizards teams were in my home every night talking to me. Joe B and Locker for heartbreaks, triumphs, and everything in between. The delivery method, it matters almost as much as the product itself. And he's one of those guys where when I think of college football, he's one of the first handful of people I think of. Not that I'm not talking about new NIL and the new world. I just mean when I'm going to figure out who's going to win between Ole Miss and Tennessee. I need Lee Corso. I need that guy to put the mascot on.
So I will miss him when he's not on this show anymore. I also have to say that I generally, you know this about me, mm-hmm. I don't like that role in my shows like everybody else seems to. I wouldn't necessarily have that guy, like the Terry Bradshaw role, where like we're going down the line and We're breaking down the game. We're breaking down the game. We're breaking down the game. And then Terry Bradshaw's like, when I was on the farm in 1956, and everyone's like, oh, Terry, like slapping their knee. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is, I don't need, okay? But here's why I loved Corso. Corso was as good an analyst as anybody at the table.
Yep.
Maybe better. And he just did a funny, wacky thing that didn't take away from the show. It was like, I'm going to get up in a Notre Dame costume coming out of a break and dance a jig. I'm going to go put the hat on. I'm going to, you know, do something funny quickly, mm-hmm. but then I can also cut it. Like, I'm going to, I don't want to knock Terry Bradshaw, who, again, is a broadcasting deity and legend for the NFL, but just for me personally, the last time he has said something that I thought was, like, a really good, well-researched point or, you know, where I learned from something he said, it's been a long, long time. Yeah. I don't know that it's ever happened.
And maybe I'm being hypocritical, but the way I try to quantify it is, if they invented that today, I wouldn't like it. I know, like, but they
wouldn't do it right.
Well, you know what I mean? Like, if a new, I don't mean the, like, the NFL show, but like, if the new college football show that comes out on Make Up Your Network is like, we're going to have a guy do some shtick antagonizing or getting along with the local fans where we're having the TV show.
They do it every week. It's Pat McAfee. I mean, it's forced.
Yeah, and go,
he's standing up on a table leading chants, and he's making his pick, and he's turning heel like WWE. And look, people seem to like it,
yeah.
But to your point, it's just not my thing. They had Robert Griffin for a short time on that show, and mm-hmm. I don't know if it was his idea or their idea, but you know, he would jump into the lake in a full suit, or you know, jump off of a boat, or whatever it was. Like, they were doing the crazy thing for the you know, they're getting the clicks out there, mm-hmm. and it was before social media, it was before right. clicks, but that was kind of what Corso did. But he was so good when he sat down at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
McAfee's got some of that because I think he could talk ball,
right?
But I just think he tries harder, or it comes off to me like he's trying harder. Corso, it's very seamless. It's very playful. It's very
Yeah. So he would have the not so fast, my friend, and here's why,
exactly.
and here's the point, and here's the insight, and you know, then the finale is put the Alabama mask on.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.